cloud veils the sun, and the mist the mountains and hills. And these for a while shut out the warmth and bright ray of the sun. For Jerusalem, having fallen under the rule of godless Saladin, and Cyprus under that of Isaac Komnenos, covered the land in which these men ruled, worse than cloud and mist. And us too, for now 12 years, a cloud and mist of successive calamities which have befallen our country wrap round. Strange things and unheard of have befallen this land, and such that all its rich men have forgotten their wealth, and with secrecy have sailed away to foreign lands. And those who could not fly, the searches, the public prisons, the exaction of money squeezed from the thousands upon thousands. But these, by the judgment of God, were allowed to befall us on account of our sins, that we might be humbled and be deemed worth of forgiveness. Isaac Komnenos came to Cyprus, took it, and was proclaimed king. He ruled over it for 7 years, and not only utterly despoiled the land, but every day he hounded and oppressed its nobles, so that all lived in distress and sought how by any means they might protect themselves against him. While things were so, lo, the Englishman, the wretch, lands in Cyprus, and forthwith all ran unto him. England, a country beyond Romania, on the north, out of which a cloud of English with their sovereign sailed towards Jerusalem. But King Isaac of Cyprus, he shut up in chains and bound in irons, and having seized his vast treasures, sold our country to the Latins for 200,000 pounds of gold. Our seed is without fruit. The labor of our hands, the enemy has devoured it. Now the state of our country is no better than that of the raging sea under a great storm and tempest. Nay, it is worse than a wild sea, for a calm succeeds the wildness of the sea. But here, day by day, the tempest increases, and its fury knows no end. Άγιος Νεόφυτος, ο Έγκλειστος.